Forget it, he's not going to just get back. Leave him alone.
You know whose yartzeit is today?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
I'm imitating somebody now.
Yes, we have over here an animal that was cut in the Arkuva. It says in the Mishnah it was cut from the Arkuva ule Rinakuva Lamata, Kasher. Okay, so Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah over here, and the picture over here, it shows you the picture. Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Go back to the page, the current page. So many pictures. Here's the book about these pictures. Okay.
You learning the Mishnah now?
Yes, Tof, yes, Mishnah. Tof Memchas. Taf Memchas. Page Taf Memchas, it shows you a picture. It shows you the picture of the animal, of the leg.
Taf Memchas.
The top right corner.
You gave me the wrong.
I'm sorry. Taf Memchas.
Okay,
so it says the Mishnah, Behema Shnechtu Raglech Manakur Lamata. From the Akura means the bone, or Lamata and below. Let's just read the Mishnah. If it was called Manakur Lamata, Kesheira. Below the knee. Basically means below the knee. You look on the look at the picture right away. Look at the picture. You see on the picture, there are three major bones. Okay? There are three bones on the bottom. And then there's the etzem ha'alia. That's really the fourth bone. One, two, three, four. There are four major bones going from the bottom all the way to the top.
Three joints.
The three ears where there are joints. Right? Correct. The three places where there are joints. So, we have over here, what is the arkuva? The arkuva is... The arkuva is the second joint, which basically is bone number two and bone number three. So the major bones, where they have arrows. You see over here on the side, on the left side of the picture, there's a caption. It says Shalosha Atzamos Biyorech. See where it says that on page Taf Biyorech. There are three bones in the yorech, in the thigh. There's the lower one, the lower bone. Then there is the middle bone, and then there is the upper bone. Okay, yeah, we'll do this one. Tachin, etzem, hanechtach, and that's process. Let's go over this first, because then we'll go through it very, very quickly. The Gemara says that this bone is sold, it's cut with the hoofs. When they cut the legs off, they cut this bone as well. This bone goes together in the marketplace with the very, very bottom, with the feet, with the toes.
So what does that do with anything?
The Gemara's going to, because we need to know that for the terminology. Okay, we need to know for the terminology of the Gemara. Then there's the middle bone. Then there's the next one, which is called in the caption, it's called the ulamala heimena etzem ha'emtsoi, the middle bone.
Here's the shaykh.
Okay, it's called, everything is a shaykh. Everything here is the shaykh. The ganzazach is the shaykh. Okay, the whole thing is the shaykh. Shaykh is a general term which refers to everything all put together. The middle bone is called the etzem ha'atsami. And then above that is called the elyon hukulis, or the koilis. Hatukhuva ba'aliyah. This is called koilis. That's the name of the bone. Why is it called koilis? I do not know. And it's thrust into the aliyah. Aliyah is this bone. Okay, look at the aliyah. Okay? So this is the bone is sold with the feet. This is called the etzem ha'am tsoi, the middle bone. This is the upper bone. And this is the aliyah. The aliyah. Okay, this is thrust into the aliyah. Three bones. And the Mishnah here says, Nagarach Mishnah, Behemah Shnechtu Ragalecha Min Arkuva Lamata. It was caught below this bone. It was cut below. Okay, it was cut below this bone. Over here. Okay, someone took a saw, jigsaw, and cut this bone. What is the halach? It's a kosher bird, a kosher animal. This does not make into a treifa. A shrita is a gewaltige shrita, no problem whatsoever. You cut this bone. Treifa.
Why?
Psula, halach al-Bashar Sinai. Halacha l'moishe
misinai.
Well, we assume that the time of Har Sinai, Mount Torah, if you cut the animal's bone over here, we die. Today, I don't know what the mitzvah is, but one thing is for sure that if you hold machlokes, if you hold treif a chaya, treif in chaya, hold machlokes. But if you hold treif in a chaya, this one of the yudches treifas. If it's cut above this bone, it's a treifa.
It's also machlokes. Also, it's cut above the cut. Over here, from here above.
Oh, that's Tzumsa Gidin. Yeah. We're gonna get it. Right now, we're discussing now the bone. We're not up to the Tzumsa Gidin yet.
That's not the
bone.
Cutting over here
is better than cutting the Tzumsa Gidin. Yeah, that's correct. Right. You cut over here on top. That's better than cutting over here by the joint. Because when you cut by the joint, you're cutting the Tzumsa Gidin, and the Tzumsa Gidin makes the animal into a treifa. Okay, so
it should be the more discussion. If you cut, you're cutting the anyway, it seems so good. If you cut
no, so it depends. You cut.
You're cutting it off. You're getting rid of it, seems so good. So it's cutting.
Okay, let's see. Amputating. So we'll see in the Gemara. Fine. So therefore, Nachbol the Mishnah Hemesh Nachbol the Lachem and the Kavul Amatok Sher. When the Kavul Amalek Psu, the Chayim Shemit Al Tzumis Hagidin, if the Tzumis had been removed.
What is Tzumis again?
Tzumis Tzumis means the crossroads.
Well,
the Gidin, the Gidin, the sinews. These are muscles. These are not veins or arteries.
Tendons.
Tendons is a fancy word for muscle. They control the mobility of the animal. Tzemes agidim, that's also called a treifa. No good. Or nishvah etzem. V'chein shenital tzemes agidim. Rashi. Look at Rashi. So let's look at Rashi. Everything over here, by the way, everything we learn over here is the Rashi. Everything we learn over here, halacha l'maaseh, is subject to machlokes rishonim. The Gemara is so vague and complex. We're only learning Rashi. Rashi over here says v'chein shnitzim zagidin. What does that mean? It's a very vague expression. Rashi v'chein shnital afilu. It's all right. The first top Rashi. There's no very much important these Rashi's. What is zagidin l'mala me'arkuvahu? Rashi says that the tzaymes hagidin a l'mala me'arkuva.
From which one?
So which arkuva? So obviously means in our picture, the way we have it presented here in this picture, it's above the lower arkuva, the lower joint. As you see in the picture, you see all of those the tzumas hagidin
right
coming
above,
together.
Right
above that, the samachla, it's above and near. The hein oisim shloisha chutin. How many gidin are there in an animal? 3. How many gidin are there in a bird?
16.
A bird has more than an animal. There are 3. Shenoidlin minakri habasar. This is the gid hanasha. Al kila yochel b'neishal is gid hanasha. There are 3 gid. There are 3 chutin. Shenoidlin minakri habasar.
That's not the gid hanasha. It's not the Gid HaMoshe.
Is it not? Let's see. Shenoidle Menakri HaBasar Mitlulis HaEtzem Shekoi.
What
do they take?
What is Menakri?
That means those who take out. Menakri means to clean out, to remove HaBasar Mitlulis HaEtzem. And they start from the Tlulis HaEtzem. And what is the Tlulis HaEtzem? So we're going to see in the picture, and it's going to explain to exactly what is the Tlulis HaEtzem. Over here, they're not showing how they're putting the point that where the Tlulis. You might have a Gantazak over here. What is the Tlulis HaEtzem? Okay, the Tlulis HaEtzem. But right now, let's look, it's basically the bone that goes on an angle. Okay, if you look at this picture,
Do you need all 3 to be cut?
So let's see, I don't know. I think you do need all 3. Let's see, V'chein shnital afilu nechtach HaEtzem. So here it says that the gidin have been removed, even if the bone has not been cut, that's sufficient to make the animal into a treifa. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. It says, the bone is broken. Let's say the bone is broken. Which one are we discussing? We're discussing the bone on top. It's been nechtach. It's been cut, but it's still protected by roiv basar. Most of the basar has not been severed, so even though the one has been cut, it's not making into a treifa. And maybe you do the shlita. It's not going to be a kosher shrita. It's not going to be the bachila, but it's not going to be a nevela. Okay, that's very important. That has to be part of the big discussion over here. If an animal is a nevela, then the shrita is not mitadosa midei nevela. If the animal is only a treifa, then the shrita is mitadosa midei nevela. Right? That's the basic you said.
Say that you said again, please.
If the animal has the status of a nevela. A nevela, if the damage to the animal is so great that we call it dead, it's already called dead, even when it's alive, then the shechita accomplishes nothing. The shechita will not be metar the basam the nevela. But if the animal has the status of a treifa, not a nevela, then doing a good shechita is effective, at least to prevent it from becoming tamei tumas nevela. The basic yisoid. So here it says over here, let's say the bone is in nishma, so the bone is broken. If the bone is broken, there is nothing to discuss. This animal is a treifa. And this animal cannot be eaten even with the best shechita. What?
Doesn't it depend which etzim?
So we're discussing the middle bone. We're discussing the bone.
The middle one?
We're going back.
The third one.
If the bone is cut, minarkuva ulamala.
It's broken.
It's broken. So the halach is the animal is a treifa. But if the boss has also been removed in that area, then it's not called a treifa, it's called a nevela.
So it's like a nechta. Like
exactly. So here it's nishbar, it's broken.
So nishbar will nishbar, help you up until a
certain point, provided that you still have reibos. Now, if it's nishbar, you're not going to be able to eat it. You're not going to be permitted to eat this meat of the animal because it's still a treifa. But at least you benefit that it's not called a nevela, and now when you will do a shechita, it's not going to be forbidden. Nishra etzim imbroich hakavazakayim shechitasem mitarasei. V'im laav ein shechitasem mitarasei. Am Rav Yehuda, am Rav, am Rav Chiya, am Mata. Now, going back to the first words of the Mishnah, Rav Behema, and it says, shenechtechu ragleha, its legs were cut, min ho'arkuva, from the knee. Arkuva means from the joint. Literally, we like to translate it today in our vocabulary as the knee.
Our vernacular
as the knee. But it's not really the knee. It's a joint. The correct translation of arkuva means a joint. And on an animal, there are many joints. There are, in this example, we're looking over here in our picture, we have over here 1, 2, 3, 4. We actually only four joints. So we say over here, min arkuva ulamata, min ulamata, we mean the arkuva, the joint where the tsoimes hagidin are located. That is what it means over here in this mission, this Gemara.
That's how we explained it initially.
Maybe you're right. Maybe mistake. Lamata, lamata min arkuva, lamal min arkuva. You're right. No, but no. The Gemara is right. No. I was correct. Right. Look at the Gemara. I'm gonna read the Lamata, lamata is min arkuva, the joint. Lamala. Lemala min arkuva. Fact about which arkuva are we discussing? Be'ez arkuva amru, be arkuva hanem keres im harosh. The arkuva, the part that's sold with the head. What is that? So look at the, you look in the picture.
It's not the same as the gidin. That's what you said initially. It's not the same.
Above where the tzaymes hagidin are. Like I did say, above where the.
That's
where I remember
that's
what I said.
That's where you cut it. You cut it.
Yes, that's what the mishnah of Yehuda
says. Where you cut it, you cut it. You cut the third bone, not the second bone.
No. It's the second bone. The second bone.
So if you cut the second bone, it's already treifa.
Yes, correct.
Not the third bone.
The third bone is a nevela. The third bone is a nevela. Above that joint, it's very easy to see on the picture, the joint where you see the tzaymes hagidin. Okay, you see that joint, and on the right side of the joint, you see the three gidin going along the side.
Yeah.
That is what we are referring to. Why? Why do we refer to that? Because the portion below, the big bone right below it, when you sell an animal, you sell a head. If you go into the source, I would like to purchase the head of the animal. The Rosh HaKeves. It's Rosh Hashanah. I want to buy the head of the animal. Part of the business vocabulary is when you buy the head, you automatically get this bone as a package deal.
Why?
That was the standard in society. I don't know why. That's the way it was. But in Lekach
HaMemgar, the bottom bone.
The bottom bone. So the Gemara says. It says in
one, two, or three.
One. That's
cool. The lowest is one?
The lowest is one.
Right.
The middle one is two.
Right.
The one that's stuck into the aliyah is three.
Right.
Okay? So when it says in the Mishnah, if you break the bone, it's been cut, severed. Raglecha. Min arkuva lamata.
Bone one.
Arkuva lamala. Psula.
Bone two.
Gemara.
Bone two.
Which arkuva are we talking about? We're talking about bone two. Okay, and we're saying arkuva. The Gemara is saying, Lamala. What's the arkuva? Arkuva means the joint. Which joint are we referring to? Be'ez arkuva amru, be'arkuva, what? Be'arkuva, hanim kerisim arosh. We're referring to the joint in the area where the bone below that joint, the whole bone below that joint is a package together with the head of the animal. Now, which everyone knows, who doesn't know that? You got to be mamish living under a rock not to know that when you go to the store and you buy the head of the animal, you automatically get bone one as part of the package deal. So now we've clarified clear in the Mishnah that when the Mishnah says if you go and the bone is nechtach, if it's lamata from that joint Minar Kuva, which means what bone was broken? The same bone that's packaged with the head.
Second bone.
No, the first bone. Which bone goes with the head?
I don't know.
Bone number one.
Okay,
bone number one. You look at the same picture?
Yeah,
I think we should look at the same picture. It's bone one, bone two, bone three. Okay. Which goes with the head? Bone number one goes with the head. So if it's cut below the knee, that joint, the bone one is broken. The animal is a kosher animal. The shechita is mati ba'achila. But if you go and the bone was cut above that joint, above the circle, then the animal is a trefa. Trefa. So nochamol, amar vidam, arav, amar v'chil, matan lag na'akuva. Lamal v'anakuva. What's the akuva? It's the joint. Beis akuva, amru be'akuva. The joint that's in the vicinity above, I'm eating a lot of words into the Gemara now, above the area of the bone, Hanim Keres Meroish. Okay, that's it.
And you shouldn't have a Havminas, Rashi, that's talking about the bone between the Arkuva, Halyoin, and
right.
Tullius.
Right, that's a Nevela. That makes it into a Nevela Mechayim. That makes it into it's called a Gistera. You break it over there, it's basically called a Nevela when it's alive. It's such a severe wound, you break that bone over there, forget it, the animal is a goner. It's a Nevela. But let's say you break the bone below that, the bone number two, it's a trefa, not a nevela. You break the bone below it, the bone which is typically sold, that is called a kosher, because that's the mkeres and meresh. Vayitim gemara amar lei ulam ar b'yoshia. No, I have another answer. Kinegdai begamul nikar. Not come to argue, come to explain. He's saying that area kinegdai begamul nikar. Now you go turn the page. Okay, you got to turn a couple of pages over. Okay, we're not going over here. All different sheetas. Okay, Tof Nun Beis on page Tof Nun Beis.
Tof Nun Beis, yeah.
Tof Nun Beis kinegdoi begamol nikar. Okay, so it shows you over here the picture the celebration of the wedding showing over here. The sham boiled etzem biyachal gamol the oisa akuba nikeres begamol. Okay, it shows you here in this picture.
So it's higher up.
Now this is too high. That's the problem. This already is bone number
between 2 and 3.
Between 2 and 3. So let's see Rashi. Let us see the Hilchot Rashi. There's an aleph over here on the side of the Gemara. Okay, let's see over here the Hagois. If you have the Gemara, the Hagois. Ayin Perish Rashbam beParish Chayisara bePasuk Vayar Hagamalim Zel Shoynei Shnei Birkayim Yesh LaGamal. A gomel has two.
What are you learning now? The
on the Hagois, on the side of the Gemara. Okay? On the side of the Gemara, on Ois Aleph. You have Ois Aleph in your Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says.
Ois Aleph? Yeah. Vayarvich
HaGemara Zel Shainai. It says in the Rashbam, Shnei Birkaim Yeshul Gomel Zel Gav Zeh. There are two knees. Vitzach Lavrichoi Pamayim. Why does it say Vayarvich?
All the way.
Koidem Sheyishte B'mei Goyfai V'hu Shom Chacham B'shchit Aschulin Uchinegdoi B'gomel Nikar. So you have to bend it Vayarvich. Vayavrech is mashma. It doesn't say vay. Okay, I don't know what the singular would be. Okay, but it's mashma twice. Got to bend both knees. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi is kinegdah. Shall always say makam demas nisan begamul nikar.
When you saying
Rashi? Now in Rashi, yeah, right across Rashi, begamul nikar. The Gosam Rabbi Yoshia arucha demas nisan he arucha al yod. He disagrees. Exactly the point. He come to disagree. Okay, this is a machloikis. I made a mistake. I thought he's coming to say the same. He can come to agree. No, he's not coming to agree. He's coming to disagree. According to our Mishnah, it's the lower bone. The lower bone.
The lower bone that what?
When it says in the Mishnah, the Mishnah is machalik. The Mishnah says if it gets a nechtach lemata, it's kashera.
Right.
Nechtach lemaila, it's a trefa.
Yes.
So which where? Arkuva. Which Arkuva? The first madam says the area where the right above the bone that is sold together with the head, okay?
Is it the way that sumas together
below that?
Right, below, the sumas again have to be there, but the bone right below that arkuva, you have a bone, yeah. And that bone is sold with the head. Along comes this man, the armor. He disagrees. I disagree with you. When it says in the Mishnah in arkuva lamata, it's going to be kashera. That's referring to the next bone. Go up one madrega. How do we identify which arkuva we are discussing? The identification of the arkuva is look at a camel.
Why would I look at a puzzle animal?
What? Because it's very hard to define the anatomy. You have an anatomy book, the Koshavia. You have, they didn't have these books over there to show everyone. The Tzichas Chulin book. They have an art scroll. So you want to go identify something for the common man. The common
same,
man.
Same anatomy? The same three bones?
Yes. Same three bones. But here is a Siman Mubok, because people, the average person, was very familiar with camels. And everyone knows a camel has this big bone, this big knee. It's nikkar. And that is the bone that separates bone number 2 and bone number 3. So therefore, he's coming to disagree. On page Tof Nun Beis.
Tof Nun Beis. Look at that, according to the Mishnah, it will be an Avela.
Exactly. Exactly. Page Tof Nun Beis. You see over here the upper knee?
And what's that? That's
you see the caption?
That's good.
The caption of Kesarab Yosha Aruchan de Masisan Hi Arucho Halioina. The Sham Boilet et Sembiyach Hagamal. The Oisa Arucho Nikeres Begamal. Okay? So this is, he's coming to disagree. According to our mission, it's the lower knee over here, he holds the upper knee. Vait in the Gemara, we have
not said so that's good.
No, so he's coming to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah is vague. Yeah. The Mishnah says, Minar Kuvah Lamata is going to be Kshera. Minar Kuvah Lamala, Shreifa. What Arkuva are we discussing? There are two Arkuvahs along the leg. According to the first man, who's the first man? The Amar Ula. Amar Yudam, Rav, Amar Bechia, and Amar Bechia. That's Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav Amaravachia says the Arkuva is the lower Arkuva. And the way we identify the lower Arkuva is by telling you that the Arkuva is above the bone that is sold together with the Rosh. Along comes Ula. I disagree. Ula Amar Rabbi Yoshia. I disagree with you. I hold down. It says the Mishnah Arkuva. Arkuva means the upper knee. And how do you identify the upper knee? Kinegdai begamol nikar. Okay, are we good? So ula kinegdai begamol nikar. Amar le ula Rabbi Yehuda Bishlam le didi amin kinegdai begamol nikar ha'im diktani v'chein shnita al tzoymes hagidin. Now you understand the chiddush. If I hold the upper, I understand the chiddush. Because exactly what Rishol Lehman said when we started, the tzoymes hagidin are below. The tzoymes hagidin, according to all opinions, is down below by the bone number, by the arkuvah lamata.
Then it's good.
Chiddush. What does the mission have to say? V'chein. Not only if it gets nechtach lamala, the arkuvah is going to be a treifa, even if you cut the tzoymes hagidin. Why is it necessary to say? Because there are two different parts of the leg. The bone above the knee is all the way up here. Up here. And where are the tzoymes hagidin? Down over here. But if you look like the Madiyam, the Arkuva is down over here. If the Arkuva is Nechtach, it automatically means you've cut the Tzoymes Hagidin. So there's no V'chein. It's not necessary to say also. We already said the case. Cutting the Tzoymes Hagidin is equivalent to cutting, breaking the bone. Because that's exactly where it is. So in fact, the Gemara Bishlaima Lididi, according to me, that's all you have to say. If you want to go see the picture, page Tof Nun Gimel. Show you the young picture over there. He explains, shows you beautifully this idea. Hainu Diktani in the caption. Hainu Diktani. That's why the Chayin Shnitol Tzoymes Hagidin. Itzrich Lemisne. The Chayin Shnitol. Hecha De Nechtach. That's the answer. What's the answer? Bish Lima Lidi D. I mean, I say Canadian become a nicker. I say Canadian become a nicker means the
below.
Mishum the turn Lamata in Arkuva Elyoina Kashera. If it's Minam Lamata below Arkuva Elyoina Kashera, the Hainum Nechtach Etzemas, if this bone is mamish cut, the halach is this Kashera.
Right.
But if you cut down over here, the Avagav, the Im Nechtach Begoiva Kashera, the Hainum Nechtach Etzemasami, the Avagav, you cut so high, sir. Hainu diktani. That's why you need to say a chiddush that if you cut below the tzumas hagidin, we understand. Hainu diktani. V'chein shnitol tzumas hagidin. Itzrich lemisne. V'chein shnitol tahecha dinechtach b'shipule low down. V'makayim tzumas hagidin treifa. It's a tremendous chiddush. But ela lidcha. Look at the caption. But according to you, that says the amarta arkuva tachtoina lemaila lemaila diktani mas nisan lemaila maila. It means miyad b'samach mashma. Hainu nital tzumas hagidin. If it's lamata min arkuva, it's going to be kshera. Lamaila min arkuva. What is exactly above lamala? What part of the animal is exactly in the vicinity above the lower joint? The tzumas hagidin. So now when the Mishnah goes on to say V'chein shenital tzemes agidin, that is superfluous. That is redundant. You just said one moment ago, Lamala minarkuva
is
treif. What is mamish lamala minarkuva the tzemes agidin? So that is the tzemes agidin.
You have to understand that how according to Ula.
Yeah, Ula is good.
You have to understand why according to Ula, if you take a cut.
The Gemara says.
The Gemara
mentions that
it's
a mitzvah.
So when you cut the according to Ula, when you did a cutting of the second bone.
Yeah, it's kasher.
It's kasher.
But you cut between the lamala.
You cut the same as the gidin. In essence, you disconnected that the same as the gidin.
If you disconnect the same as the gidin high up, it has no effect on the animal. There's more complicated, better answers than I'm telling you. Yeah. Better answers. But right now, I'll give you a very balabatish answer. If you cut the tzemes agidin high up, very good. You amputate the tzemes agidin, the animal is going to live a long life. But if you cut the tzemes agidin where it hurts,
blood will come out.
Down there where it hurts, then you've cut in a critical location. That's why doctors don't know what they're doing today. Doctors, the imams have no clue, because how could it possibly be? How could a little clinicite be the cause of all your problems? Doesn't make any sense. If this is everything is very, very good, so why is this little teeny nerve? That can't be the reason why you have a problem. You see from the Gemara, it's not so. You cut the animal all the way up here. You do mamish major, major, severe damage to this animal. You cut a major bone that gives the animal life. The animal's kshera. But if you go, you cut a couple of sinews, some tendons, all the way down there.
Kointula is v'chein. How is v'chein good at kointula? V'chein. So too.
Likewise, another halacha v'chein. Furthermore, there's another halacha.
Furthermore, not so too.
Here's the answer. Here's a lumdish answer. You really ask your gosh. Rechuva. Now the word rechuva means a bone. Okay, remember that word. It means a bone. The bone. Rechuba.
Because the parentheses are arkuva here.
Arkuva, the knee. Okay, so we want the arkuva is the knee? Okay, fine.
Arkuva.
We want to call the knee. Fine. It's really popular with the bone, but fine. The knee. Beloy tzaymes hagidin, and vitzaymes hagidin beloy rechuba. It's not a kasha. They're tzvei dinim. With yikmamish, you're cutting the knee. You're breaking the knee. You're breaking the bone. It says nechtach. Nechtach just means you broke the bone, but you left intact, perfectly intact, the tzemes agidin.
Nechtach doesn't mean broke.
Nechtach means to cut.
Right.
Was cut. The bone was cut, but the tzemes agidin was left intact. Trefa. Let's say you cut the tzemes agidin, but you don't cut the bone. Trefa. That's because you made a big mistake. You thought until now.
Excuse me. If nechtach loy.
Yeah.
Nechtach without.
It's without cutting the tzemes agidin. No, lamala. According to the shita of Rav Yehuda. According to the shita of Rav Yehuda.
The Tanakam and the Mishnah.
Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Amar Bechia. Let's look at Bechia. We're going to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav.
What is the first case? What is the case in the Mishnah which is kosher? Behemesh shatar aglam in arkuv lamata.
It's a machlekes. A machlekes ula. And Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Amar Bechia.
According to Ula,
it's good. We had no kashas. Why are there no kashas? Because the two. What's the arkuva? According to Ula, bone number two. So where is the tzemes hagidin? Belamata. They're two separate locations. Right. We're done. Everything is fine and good. The setting that's lamala and the setting that's lamata. Two separate locations. But according to you, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Chia, who holds that the arkuva is lamata, right up against the tzemes hagidin. So if you cut the bone, you are automatically cutting the tzemes hagidin. So there's no need for the mission to say v'chein shenital tzemes hagidin. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
The answer is it's not the same thing. You can cut the bone without cutting the tzemes hagidin, and you can cut the tzemes hagidin without cutting the bone. You don't know your anatomy. Go back to medical school and learn. That's the answer. Amale, the answer is second white line with kuba, the bone with the knee, below it's a mesagidin, and with some mesagidin below with kuba. In fact, the Gemara, I'm sorry, but you may tell me, I don't know my anatomy, but you don't know vocabulary. You don't know vocabulary. Because the word v'nechtechu, there are many words in the dictionary that we can use to describe the severance of the bone and the tzemes agidin. The fact that the Tana of the Mishnah chose the word nechtechu, that's a very stark word, it means both. It means everything there is to cut was cut. Both the bone and the tzemes agidin. So back with the kasha, if the bone, the arkuva, is right up against the tzemes agidin, and it says nechtechu, it means everything was cut. The bone was cut with the tzemes agidin. We are nechtechu tani. So ishtik, he didn't have what to say. Taka, so now Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, or Rav Chia is now in a lot of trouble. He now is in the corner. Okay? He is learning pshat in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, in the Lamaila, it's going to be treif. It's going to be treif. Lamata kshera. Which joint are we discussing? I'll tell you, it's the lower joint. Really? The lower joint? Do you know that the lower joint is right up against the tzemes agidin? And if you go and you cut the bone above the joint, you are automatically cutting the tzemes agidin, because the word nechtel means you're cutting everything all together. And if you're cutting everything all together, there's nothing more to discuss. The case is closed.
You don't need to say the vechein.
Ishtik has nothing more to say. Lebosar denofik, Omar, after he walked out, Omar, he said, so the people
Ula walked out,
so the people there who saw he was knocked out, flat, knocked out, he said to him, why didn't you answer him? Lebos of Omar, my time Allah Omri lay, why didn't you, who's part of this conversation over here?
Omar, he said to himself.
If I said to himself, Omar, my time Allah Omri, so he said to him, why didn't I say to him? Lamata Merakuva, Lamaila Mitzay Mesagidin. Einachinami. When it says Lamaila, how do we start in Rashi? Rashi right away said, I didn't believe it, Rashi, the caption is, when it says Lamala automatically gives you the right to say it means even the Mokoy Mamish right above the Arkuva, which is adjacent to the Tzemes Agidin. Who says that's the Pshat in the Mishnah? When it says in the Mishnah if you cut the bone Lamala, it doesn't mean Mamish Lamala, microscopic millimeter. It means a significant degree above the joint, in already when you pass the vicinity of the tzemes agidin. But then, if I go and I cut the bone above the joint, not mamish above, I have to go up an inch. Oh, you go up an inch, and a chanami, not any longer adjacent to the tzemes agidin. And now when it's nechtach legamri, it's going to be kshera. But if you go, if you taka were to cut the bone mamish b'diyuk lamala from the arkuva, then you're automatically cutting off the tzemes agidin, and enochinami, the animal is going to be, you know, there will be a kasha. There will taka be a kasha. There's no need to save a chayim tzemes agidin. So it's not a kasha. Whoever said, my time, why not go say to him this gvaldic answer? My time will amulet lamata lamata b'nai arkuva. Lamaila means not just a little bit above, it means lamaila, go high, mitzemes agidin. Then he said, no, it's a good thing I didn't give him that answer. Why? How do Omar v'loy amrilei? V'loy amrilei. It's taka good that I didn't say this. V'omar li nech. How do Omar v'lo amrilei? Isn't that really what I said? V'omar li nech tachu kitani hachinam min arkuva ulamaylo kitani. In other words, he's saying, He said, I really did say that to him. And he really did answer. But let me explain. What did he answer him originally? What did he answer him? I said to him, you only cut the bone and you did not cut the tzemes hagidin. He did give one answer. When Rabbi Chia was challenged, he gave an answer. And what was the answer he gave? There's something called cutting the bone without cutting the tzemes hagidin, and there's something called cutting the tzemes hagidin without cutting the bone. That was my answer. And he said to me, nonsense. It says nechtechu. Nechtechu means you cut everything. So what now? I'm now second doubting myself. I really should have said to him that you cut the bone higher up.
And there was no tzemes hagidin there.
But when you cut the bone higher up, then there's no tzemes hagidin. But the Mishnah chose a very powerful word. The word the Mishnah chose was nechtechu. Nechtechu, I think, is this Beloshen Rabin. They were cut. They were both cut. So the fact that the Mishnah used the word nechtechu, the Mishnah is automatically teaching you that you're not cutting the bone all the way up. You're cutting the bone right in that area where you're not just cutting the bone, you're cutting also the tzemes agidin. So the truth is, I didn't even realize it. Niba v'lo yodam aniba. When I gave him the answer that you're cutting the bone without cutting the tzemes agidin, in essence, I really was saying to him, you cut the bone lamala, lamala, with the tzemes agidin are not there. And what did he say to me? But it says nechtechu. Nechtechu does nechtecha. Nechtechu, they were cut. What's they? They means the bone and the tzemes agidin. The Mishnah is telling you the case is not going when you cut the bone lamala, but when you cut the bone right above the joint where the tzemes agidin are and everything has been severed. So therefore, I really did give him the answer. You see, I was zoicha to really talk to him the answer, but he gave me a better answer. He shlugged me up. Didn't I not say to him that it says one without the other? And he answered me back. So too, that was also nichlal in my discussion in our kuvah ulamala katani. That was also included when I said to him in our kuvah ulamala. When I'm second doubting myself, that's nichlal in my what I said originally. You cut the bone without the tzomis hagidin, or the tzomis hagidin without the bone. And he said to me, that's nonsense. Fine. Now, so the end of the day is who's stuck? At the end of the day, the one that's stuck is Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Chiya. He got a big problem. He is stuck. He is stuck, and the Gemara does not at this time come to his defense. The Gemara seems to leave
because
him.
The Vechain is a problem.
It's a very big problem. Now we have a whole new Mahach in the Gemara. Rav Papa Masni, Rav Papa, he had a different version of this conversation. Here we go. Amar, Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Chiya, Lamata, Lamata, Min Arkuva. It's Lamata, Min Arkuva. Right now in this version, everyone is going to agree that we are discussing the lower joint. In the previous version, it was a machloikis. Are we discussing the lower joint or are we discussing the upper joint? In this version, everyone is on the same page. We are discussing the lower joint. What then is the machloikis? Exactly where along the area of the lower joint are we discussing? Precision. Precision means everything. So here we go. Amar, Amar Bechia, Lamata, Lamata Min Arkuva, but. And also umitzoymes hagidin, it means below the arkuva, and also below. You have to repeat the word lamata twice. It's lamata min arkuva, and it's lamata mitzoymes hagidin. Lamayla, it means lamayla min arkuva, umitzoymes hagidin, and above zelbazach lamayla is to repeat
the kailas.
It has to be repeated twice. You're going above the tzemes. So in other words, you're not coming in contact.
The third bone.
No, not the third bone. Where'd you get that? Rash is that?
Lamaila, Minor Kuva.
No, everyone is discussing the lower bone in this version.
The Rashi says,
what? Let's see the Rashi. I'm looking for what you're saying over here. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, all the way down, Rapapa Masni Rav Yehudachi Lamata. Demasnisan, lav lamatim biyad kamar, derekuva demasnisan, berekuva elyoina mairi. Okay, or maybe you're right, berekuva elyoina mairi. Hopefully, you have a lamata, dida, tahainu etzem hoam tsoi zimnim de treva, ah, kigoin betsemes agidin, elahoki kamar lamata, me oisan revucha, below, ume etzem watsami kulo, tahainu be etzem atachtoin. Vadai k'shar l'mala, l'mala min arkuva, d'haynu b'kulis, vadai treifa, b'chol mokam sheikhotech. Okay, so you're right. One more time, there was a Rashi. What do we do Rashi? One more time. Rapala masni l'mata. Demasni son lo l'mata miyad kama. When it says we're l'mata, l'mata does not mean immediately below. It means there's going to be a gap. D'rekuva demasni son. Now he's coming to say, when it says the word rekuva in the Mishnah, which joint are we discussing? Birukuva Elyoinamairi. Okay, the upper joint. Okay, the upper joint. So now we're going to learn, everyone of you is going to tell us of discussing the upper joint. Okay, Rukuva Elyoinamairi, this is not our Gemara, this is later on. Okay, you're getting too many tasteful, you're going to taste this. You do this Gemara already, you do this one already. Fight. Let me just find the name of the Gemara, there's so many pinches over here. Here it is. Okay, here we go. Here's the picture. Give out a picture. Okay, Rapapa says, I'll be right out of the Gemara. Rapapa Masni, Hachiyah Rabbi Huda Barab, Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Lamata Lamata Merakuva Lamitzam Sagid, Lamata 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 Rashi. Okay, now we're going to read Rashi with the pictures. Okay? We're going to read the pictures. Well, you look over there. See, one looking over there. We should get another one. I'm going to read the Rashi. So
which look, page?
On page Tof Nun Zayin. Tof Nun Zayin.
We need the Rashi here.
No, because I have the picture anyway. Let me give one more copy of the show. One more copy. So we all can be on the same page together.
I got to look in the Gemara over in the Rashi.
Looking
with Kishol Zev. Kishol Zev.
Yeah, a few copies of that.
Right.
So look at Amamish on the page. Page Tof Nun Zayin. Okay, the Gemara says, I wish we look at the Gemara one more time. Amar Papa. My Papa Masinach. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Yehuda Amar Lamata. Went to Lamata. Means Lamata Amar Kuva. And also, and Umitzoy Masagidin. Not in contact. We'll see what those words mean in a moment. Lamata Amar Kuva Umitzoy Masagidin. V'chein. For the Moshe Amitzoy Masagidin. V'yar Kuva Gufa. What about the Kuva itself? Kidu Ula. Amar Boshia. So here in this version, first thing we have to know now is it's not going to be two opinions. In the previous version, there was a machloikis between Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Bechia, and Rabbi Oishia. There was a machloikis in the previous version. In this version, there is no machloikis. Each one is coming to complement the other. Each one is coming to fill in the gap, the other one is omitting. And Rashi explains. Lamata. When it says Lamata de Masnisan, Lav Lamata miyad koma. First of all, we have to know the word Lamata, this is the first deviation of the previous Gemara, does not mean immediately below. When it says Lamata, it's Darkuva. And when it says Lamata, we're going to drop down a couple of inches. We're going to drop down a lot. Not like we said before, that Lamata can means immediately below and immediately above. When you want to say immediately below, then you get into the problem that when you're cutting the Arkuva, you're automatically cutting with some Sagid. It's not what it means. The Masnisan Lav Lamata Miyad Kama. The Rekuva, the Masnisan. Next thing we have to know, that when it says in the Mishnah of Rekuva, the Rekuva El Yoyna Mayri, we're discussing the upper knee. Okay, so you look in the picture, on this page, you see the three bones, the bottom, the middle, and the upper bone, which are Kuva, we're discussing the upper joint that's in between the middle bone and the top bone. The top bone is called the Kulius Yerech. The top bone is the Kulius, which goes right into the thigh. That's the top bone. The Kulius Yerech, right. Now, Hilke, he explains, Hilke, Lamata Didei, the Hainu, went to Lamata, Hainu Etzem Emtsoi. Now remember, Lamata does not mean mamish along the joint. It means you go down into the middle of the bone. Zimnin Ditrefa, sometimes Taka, there are times that Taka's Treif. How could the bottom bone be Treif?
The middle bone.
The middle bone be treif. How can the middle bone be treif? Lamata going b'tzoymes hagidin. If you go all the way down that bone into the very bottom of the very bottom of the bone over there is right up adjacent against the tzoymes hagidin. That's showing you this picture. And this picture is not showing the tzoymes hagidin, but the very bottom of the bone is going to be can be mamash treif. El hachi kama. When it says that it's not going to be treif, Lamata in the Mishnah, Chagmar, Lamata me oisa rukuva u me etzem oim tzoy. And the entire middle bone, kuloi, the hainu be'etzem atachtoin, vadai kashera.
What's vadai kashera?
If you cut anywhere in that bone,
the middle bone.
Here's the point, the difference. Even bone number one. See, that's the main point.
Bone one here. Yeah.
Bone number lamata doesn't just mean, see, this is the problem that we had before. When we learned in the first version of the Gemara, we said lamata. Lamata can only refer to the bone right below the joint. Could lamata possibly mean the next bone? Go down two slight steps? No way.
If it means this bone or the middle bone, certainly it could mean the first bone.
Oh, but no, you can't say that because if you go and you cut the gidin in the middle, that the bone in the middle, then you're cutting the tzemes hagidin.
Right. So whenever you cut the tzemes hagidin, it's a problem. But stalin's like.
So, but here's a very important difference. In the previous version, everyone agreed that when it says lamata, you find yourself a joint, pick a joint, and once you pick your joint, when you say the word lamata, lamata just means one floor below. Don't go two floors below. And what lamaila means, go up only one floor, don't go up two floors. in this version of the Gemara is saying that when it says lamata, it doesn't just mean the immediate bone below the joint. Lamata can also include two bones below the joint that we're focusing on. If we're going to focus on the upper joint, then lamata can mean bone, middle bone, and lower bone. And it says in the Mishnah, if you cut anywhere lamata, bone number one and bone number two, the animal is kashera.
Therefore, the Mishnah says,
but it can't be kashera. Because if you cut in the middle of bone number one, bone number two, you're cutting the tzemes agidin. Oh, so taka doesn't mean that. Right in the Rashi.
That's the v'chein in the Mishnah.
Guess what? In the middle bone, if you go along the bottom bone, you cut the tzemes agidin, it's going to be taka treif. Above the tzemes agidin, what is the rechuva? What is the halacha in the rechuva itself? Kidu'ula. Now that Ula is now coming to explain which rechuva we're discussing. He's coming to define. It's the upper joint. So here, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Chia, and Ula, they're both explaining one another.
It works out in the Mishnah.
And everything works out fine. Let's start back with more insight. So over here says... The Gemara here says, Lamata means below the Rakuva, and also it means below. Umitsoi Mesagin means below. Lamata, you're going all the way down. Going down two flights of steps. Two flights of steps you're going down. Because where is flight of steps number one? Where is the second, the first floor and the second floor? That's Tzemes Hagidin.
Right.
So you're going down below Tzemes Hagidin. Lamaila, Minarkuva, Lamaila means above, Minarkuva, and also above the Tzemes. Don't cut those Tzemes Hagidin. V'chein, Shenitel Tzemes Hagidin. Now, what is the Arkuva that we started with, and we said we get Lamata? V'arkuva guva kidu'ula. The Arkuva that we are starting with is referring to the second Arkuva. So now we go Lamata, we're going down to the middle bone and the lower bone. You can cut there wherever you want. But if you go and you cut the Tzemes HaGidin itself, then you're in trouble. So there's no machlekes. Everyone is coming to help out of the other Mandi Amar. And it's exactly connected to the Begula. That's the Arkuva that we're discussing. Right. Amar Yoshua, here's your Kasha. Okay, this is exactly the Shulman's kasha. How could it possibly be that if you go and you come before? So I'm sure me can meet the ilu madle. If you go up, madle means you go in the elevator to the higher floor. Pasikle, and you cut it. V'choya, you live. Mitate, if you press the lower button on the elevator, you go down below and you go to the tzemes agidin. It's irrelevant. The lower you go on the animal, the less it affects its life. Yet mitate pasik umesa. How could there exist a mitzias to say that lamata, that you cut the middle bone, the animal is going to live, but if you go further down, you cut the tzemes, it's going to die.
Yeah.
Amravash. Yep, that's the way it is. Rabbi Sai. That's the way the life goes. Treifos kamedamis lahadade. Ein oimim betreifos zodim lozoshe chotchem mikan umesa chotchem mikan v'choye in chanami. That's the way it goes. It's a very modern zach. That's how it goes. Right, next tomorrow. Now we go into the sugi. What example of Tzemes HaGidin? We learn that the color of Tzemes HaGidin is going to be a trade. What is Tzemes HaGidin? Rabba Marashi, the Agarma Ulubar. Now we must have the pictures. You don't have a chance. You don't have even a chance to know this tomorrow without this picture. It's just not to be believed, the clarity of these pictures. Okay, we have over here these pictures. On page Tav Samach, so the books. Okay, page Tav Samach. Okay, the Agrama means the bone.
Yeah.
Ulabar means above. You have to see the picture to understand. You have to look at the picture. Show the picture. Okay, page Tav Samach.
On page.
That is the Agrama. Now you see on the side there are three different gidin. There are three tendons. How they all come together. You see the tendons. One,
2, 3.
That's the Tzemes Agidin.
Those are the Tzemes Agidin. Okay, those 10 are the Tzemes Agidin. So therefore, the Agrabah.
Amazing how far up those Tzemes Agidin go in that middle bone.
Agrabah is the bone. You see with the bone, that's the joint. That's the joint. Ulabar means an up. Keep on going up until you get to the part of the basar where it all comes together.
Fuses together.
That's what's called the tzoyim. Anywhere you cut over there, that's called lital tzoyimis hagidin. Rabbi Mamarashi, the agarma ulabar, the bone and above. Rabbi Barafuna Omar, Rabbi Ashi, the agarma ulagov. Ulagov, we have to go look at the next page. Ulagov, not so high. Ulagav means on the inside. Bar means on the outside. Gav means on the inside. And the translation of these words are relative one to the other. If you say the word bar on the outside, relative to gav, means you're giving it much more expansive. You're being more expansive, more space.
I wonder what this bone's sticking out over here is most
that's
unusual.
That's where Hashem made it. That's the joint. That's necessary for the joint. It's all there for a reason. Okay, so you see over here the three. You see the difference of Lagav means on the inside. He's giving you a much smaller space. He's giving you just until the Agma Ulagav. A Nikron Samus are giving you Ella Adikosan Be'etzim, what's sticking to the bone. The part of the Gidin that cleaves to the bone, not the part that's freestanding that goes up.
That you see here in this box.
Nay.
This piece is in this box, right?
Yeah.
Over here. On the other side, you have to go much higher than that piece.
Oh.
You see, on this side?
Yeah.
It's much higher up. This is much lower down.
So now graph, we have another picture.
It's lower.
Oh, I got it.
The bar is higher up.
Oh, I see. Scott.
Now we have another sheet.
I can understand what the difference is.
Okay, now he holds. Yeah. We have sheet number 3. Not finished yet. We have now sheet of rubber, braid, rubber.
He said before the bar means outside.
Outside.
But you just relative. Said higher.
Higher.
Why it's called out? And this is
outside relative to inside. Inside means less. Outside is more. When you're in the house, you're in a smaller domain. Outside, you're giving it more space. Uh-huh. So the God is more.
But now, what do you mean inside or outside? I mean, they're relative
to each other. Agruma means the bone,
yeah.
Right? Ulagbar. Go far out. Go out to left field. Look how high you're going. You're going all the way into the part where it comes out. He holds no. Only Agama Ulabar. Stay home. Don't go outdoors. The bone and the part of the Gidin that cleave to the bone. Where do they cleave to the bone until this point?
I see what you're saying.
Only stay home. Don't go outside. It's cold out there.
Okay, so my Nafkamin is so.
The Nafkamin is if you cut over here. The Nafkamin is if you cut the Gidin over here, it's right. Amal Atreifa. According to this Man Damar, no. According to this Man Damar, yes.
Amazing.
A big difference. Nital HaGidin.
Harry Paskin. Harry Paskin.
I don't know how he Paskin. I don't know. I don't know how he Paskin.
There's no Rambam here?
Probably Paskin Luchoma. Probably Luchoma in these things. The Paskin is Paskin. Lamat, this is the sheet of Agvul Lubav, Rav Lubav, Rav Lubav, Rav Lubav, Rav Lubav, Rav Lubav, Rav Lubav, Sheeta number 3, he's even more expansive. Why stop over here? Go down further. Go down further. He goes even further. Not only does he hold the high height, he goes down to the next bone. In this picture, he stops at, you see, he does not include this bone. You see this bone over here? In the next picture, he includes that bone as well. He's even more expansive. He goes all the way down to that bone.
That's
also called the Tzoymes Hagidin.
It's such a big.
You see, he shows all the bones here. 1, 3, 6. You see his bones?
So he's even more.
He's more expansive on the other direction. He takes you down to the sub basement.
Oh, and therefore, if you cut anything,
Treifa.
Oh, I see. So he's more machmir.
More machmir. He's expanding the scope.
I got it.
Rav Barafun Amar Rav Ashi Dagmul Lagav. Rav Braid Rav Barafun Amar Rav Ashi heals the Ilovei. That which is above Arkuma. The area that's above the Arkuma. Now the Arkuva means.
Arkume.
It just means a bone. I don't know the translation. Etzem Koton Hu Hamechaber Es Haprokin. It's the name of a bone. I don't know anything more than that. Okay? Arkuma. Arkuma can Okave. All came double as a ratio, or I don't know what it means. It's just the name of a bone. The Ilovei, above, above Arukuma, the area right above the Arukuma, it is the name of a bone. Mm-hmm. He's giving you one more bone in the Amar. Arukum, the talus. How do you pronounce it? Talus bone?
Yeah, yes.
Talke? This is not a great picture. I can barely see this picture. No, no, no. This bone is too
yeah,
big.
Yeah,
okay. I know. It's the same picture. It's come out of the same picture. Same article. It's a Zilba article.
Updated
one. He was talking is the updated one. He's talking about Vaita. Yosef, wait a minute, we're not finished yet. What about the Arukuma Gufa? You told me De'ilove, that which is above. But what about the bone itself? What about the part of the Gidin that's mamish on the bone itself, the Arukuma Gufa? Amale Rabbi Abba, lo tzisule, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Chochiyam Rav Huda Hecha Depari Taboche. We only go to a place where the butchers they cut up the butcher. They want to hang up the animal, and when they want to hang it up, they don't. That part is not included. So you have to go look at the picture. It shows you over here. Look at the picture. Murdik picture. This picture, Murdik, page Tav Samach Dalit. Look at this incredible picture. You see the hook?
Yes.
They're hanging up the animal. So when they hang up the animal is hung right. They stick in that hook right up against the Arukuma.
Amazing.
So look at Rashi.
Amazing how
captions.
Strong that is. That's able to hold it.
Yeah, that's right. It is. It's very, very strong.
So it must be whoever cuts it.
It's an upside down.
Amazing how strong it is. And if you look at the captions,
Heicha
the pari tabachim b'makom shepoischin hatabachim, the place they penetrate, v'hafer shabosam in ha'etzem kishem nakrin oisol when they do nikor, and then he has v'roitz litol oisol. They want to take out the gidin. Now according to this first lashon, why they put the hook there? They put the hook there not to hang up the animal. When they want to do nikur, they want to take out the tzemes agidin.
Devein.
What?
They want to devein the animal.
Devein the animal. This is the tzemes. This is the gid hanoshe. This is the gid hanoshe. The tzemes agidin is the gid hanoshe. So they need to get to it. How do you get to it? You stick in the hook right over there. So therefore, that's the place. That's a sin to you. That's the limit. We're looking next to Lishnachlina. According to the second lashon, they're not putting the hook in there to devein the animal. They're putting the hook over there in that area
to skin it.
That's why. Okay, well, the point over here is now he shows you on the left side. It's very critical over here. Gid ha'alima ha'yoytzim mi'al etzim tolumis ha'okim. This is a thick one. This is a thick gid that comes right out of the etzim, the bone. Tululis, the talus bone. Okay. Shnei agidin haketanim shel sumer. Then you see the two gidin. Okay, there's three. There's the big gidin, and there's the thick one and the two thin ones. That's where it goes. Not the arkuma itself. I mean, it's only above the arkuma. Ilovei the arkuma. What's ilovei the arkuma? It goes on to the place where the hook goes. Okay, the place where it goes, that's where it's cut off.
Murder.
Okay, we learned something today, no?
100%.
Is Kedai to come tonight?
Absolutely.
You know, we have Shachat in the morning. Normally, 6:50. Save a seat for you.
Okay.
You're rolling.